WILL programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers. Todd Gleason will present a Market Outlook Roundtable featuring Steve Meyer, Tom Fitzenmeyer, and Jackie Fakes on February 5th during the Illinois Pork Expo at the Peoria Civic Center. All farmers welcome. More info at ilpork.com.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And along with our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain markets, we'll hear Sue Martin's agricultural outlook. Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values in 2014. And we'll get everyone up to speed on the commodity title of the new farm bill. The cost is $30 and includes a continental breakfast, Beef House lunch, and 25th anniversary commemorative hat. Guarantee your spot. Register now at 217-333-7300 with your major credit card, and we'll mail your tickets. That's 217-333-7300. Joining us on the phone right now to talk about all things agriculture is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he has a New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
This is John. Wayne's out.
Oh, John is out today. Thank you, sir. Well, I guess where I want to start then, John, is with a little bit with yesterday, and particularly with those export inspections for soybeans. I saw nearly 74 million bushels that were shipped last week, and that is just an amazingly big number, and it makes me wonder if it's the last sort of big rocket fire off of what we're going to see and things are going to get smaller, or is there a push right now to try to beat the Lunar New Year, get things out to China before cancellations may begin, what, sometime mid-February?
You know, I think that probably we've sold about all the beans that we could sell for now. I think the Lunar New Year, you know, that they're shut down for, what, 10 days, 7 to 10 days over there. And I think that probably price-wise they may be trying to get the Chinese to buy some beans for the 14-15 year instead of the coming year. Push sales out a year would, you know, is a pretty good guess, because we're just not going to have the beans to sell, and they'll eventually have to cancel and go to South America, is my opinion on that.
On the other hand, Argentina is continuing to have issues with the peso, and farmers are tight holders of their beans.
Yes, I know they are, and I was reading this morning that the peso's kind of stopped falling out of bed. It's got a little support today. That I think that, you know, they're going to force the farmer. The farmer down there is going to need money one of these days, and he'll probably have to sell at any price. But right now they're holding tight-fisted, just like the farmers in the United States are.
So when we're looking at the price action on the board, should we be looking at the meal first and to give us sort of the early warning of what soybeans will do?
Yeah, I think meal is the leader up or down right now. You know, there's quite a demand for meal, and I don't know if there's a shortage of it or not, but it seems like it's been the leader, and it probably continue to be the leader.
Turn our attention to the corn market, John, where on the big board the trend has been sideways since mid-November.
Yeah, that surprises me a little bit, because I thought by now we would be lower in the corn market. I thought we might be sub $4 by now, but I think the ethanol plants are, you know, running around here, they're running full bore, you know, and that's keeping demand for corn up. They're paying, when they need corn, they're paying a pretty good plus basis on stuff around here. And I think that's, you know, what's held the corn prices up. And, you know, everybody's expecting a 161 or 2 average when the government came out, and they came in at a 158 or 159, and I think that landed a little support to the corn market, but and I think also there's a speculation that there's going to be less corn acreage planted this next year. People will switch to beans at these prices because they think there's more money to be made in beans at $11 than there is in corn at $4.20, $4.30.
So I guess the question that I would have trying to figure out where the corn market might go, might break sideways. One would be weather, continuing weather concern, if there are weather concerns for corn in South America as that crop begins to finish its development. The other thing, though, is trying to figure out whether the producer needs to move his corn more than end users need market coverage. What do you think?
I guess my opinion on that is I personally think that, you know, if corn rallies 20 cents, a guy probably should maybe not clean his bins out, but should sell a good portion of it because I just don't see long-term much upside. Some of them are saying that I think 450 is on the board is probably about all we can expect right now, maybe 460 on the outside. And, I think producers probably ought to sell some grain at that price, and if they want to re-own, they can buy calls. But, down the road, if we have good weather, have a good crop, South America is probably going to have a good crop. It may not be a great crop, but it's probably going to be good. We get planted well here, and, I think we could have sub-$4 fall corn prices very easily, maybe even down to, $3.75, something in that neighborhood, especially if we have a crop like we had last year.
Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
John Hester of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Tickets for the March 4th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House are on sale right now. They're just $30, and you'll hear from Sue Martin. You'll also get the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and farmland values, as well as what you need to know from Title I in the Farm Bill. And, boy, that appears headed for passage maybe this time soon. The price includes a continental breakfast, lunch, and 25th anniversary head as well. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card to reserve your seats. 217-333-7300. March corn is 433 and a quarter, up 1.5. December 452, down 0.5. March soybeans, 1283, down 4.75. And November at 1105, up 3.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.